From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 24th, 2018. This week, that sound of the Smith River at Jack's Creek Covered Bridge in Patrick County, Virginia, opens an episode about fish in schools, but in this case, it's human schools. Have a listen for about 60 seconds to a guest voice and see if you know what learning program about finned creatures is taking place. And here's a hint. It starts in a classroom and ends up getting students out.
Now, when you guys first received your trout back in December, what were they? They were babies, right? They were actually called eggs at that point. Now, at about 6 months old, they're about 3 to 4 inches long. And this is when they are released into the river environment. So for you guys, the third and then the older, 6 and 7, will be released in your trout.
All right, good morning, everyone. You guys have raised your trout to fingerlings, which is about the third stage of the life cycle, and you are going to release them into the Smith River. Do you have any questions about your trout before we release them? I know we've already talked about the life cycle and all of that stuff at school. And we're going to walk slowly up the river. So just take it nice and easy, and we'll walk up and release them. And when you get over there to release your trout, make sure you lean down close to the river and gently release it into the stream.
If you guessed trout in the classroom, you were right. You heard Krista Hodges, the education manager for the Dan River Basin Association, giving a trout life cycle presentation in February 2018 at Patrick County's Woolwine Elementary School, and then leading Woolwine students in releasing trout fingerlings into the Smith River in April 2018. The association coordinates the Trout in the Classroom program in Southern Virginia, while chapters of Trout Unlimited, the organization that began the program, bring it to schools in other parts of Virginia and across the United States. For over 20 years nationwide and over 10 years in Virginia, the program has helped provide elementary, middle school, and high school students with learning experiences about fish and other aquatic organisms, water quality, local watersheds, and natural resources stewardship. Thanks to Krista Hodges and to students at Woolwine Elementary School for making the recordings used in this episode. And we let two Woolwine 7th graders have some closing words about the value of the Trout in the Classroom program.
It gives you the experience to actually see the fish in their actual habitat instead of just in a tank.
I will always think about these fish. I will always think about how good they're doing, how much they like their new home, and I'll definitely come back and visit them.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.